The purpose of this recording is to do a reality check to see if I am only thinking about perfection regarding anyone and everyone, any event, every event, any action, every action, realizing that Shakespeare tells us there is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. What am I thinking? What am I letting into my realm of thought, consciousness? Because that's what's going to provide the experience. As long as I'm strong, reflecting the strength of the one and only infinite, all-powerful mind, which is divine, which is immortal, which is God, or am I going to permit weakness to be the order of the hour? Weakness only brings failure. Strength is from the one and only infinite, divine, immortal, incorporeal, supreme, an infinite mind. Is that where I am in my thought, in my consciousness? Am I letting any single personality upset the apple cart? Am I going to let the animal of mortal mind raise up and dump the load of rocks on me and totally immerse me in mortal thought? A belief of life, truth, and intelligence in matter? Or am I making sure that my only thought, speech, and action is about God and God's manifestation, which of course God includes his own manifestation? One is cannot exist without the other. There cannot be a symbol of God unless it is perceived as being totally connected to God. The Bible tells us that God is all. Mary Baker Eddy takes it even further and says that God is all in all. The first all being capital A, which means all source. The second all being a lowercase a, which means all manifestation. And it's not God is all and all. God is all in all. The manifestation is within God. God is all in all. And the manifestation cannot be conceived of legitimately unless it is within God. The source includes the manifestation. The manifestation cannot exist without the source. The source needs, requires, and includes the manifestation. The manifestation cannot exclude the source, for it is a reflection of the source. The smile of the Great Spirit, which is the beautiful scenery that the Indians described, perfect reflection in a lake. There cannot be a single politician or employee or owner or controller that is human. The only existence is divine, because God is all in all. God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. God is the great I am, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, and love. All-substance, intelligence. The definition of good from the glossary is God, Spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, omniaction. The first word is God. Good is God. Therefore, God is good. Spirit is good because God is spirit, because good is spirit. God is spirit and good. The third term is omnipotence. Why is good omnipotent? Because the only reality is good, which is a definition of spirit. Matter's not good. Matter's flawed. Spirit is flawless. The only power that can exist is the power that is the substance of God, which is spirit. How about soul? Soul is the sense. That enables us to identify spiritually, because spirit is the only substance. Soul enables us to identify with spiritual seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling. The feeling, tasting, and smelling appears to be a reality check on seeing and hearing. It may look good, may sound good, but how do we feel about it? What does it taste like? Is it pure? Is it flawless? Do we have a flawless feeling about it? Does everything fit together? Does it comply with principle? Is it systematized and structured? Is it in balance? Is it harmonious? Those are all qualities of principle. If it's not there, if it doesn't fit with principle, then we cannot have a good feeling about it. How does it taste? Can we put it in our mouth and chew it up? Observe all the little pieces, and each piece is good? There was a famous French doctor, Cloquet. For 15 years, he was the most distinguished professor of anatomy in France. He believed that smell was psychologically related to taste. He won his PhD with a thesis, the subject of which was odors and scents and organs of smell. And then he related it to taste. So we need to have something that not only looks and hears flawless. In other words, nothing with a variance from a God-derived quality, but it also must pass the test for taste, smell, and feel. Think of taste as breaking down each flavor. In other words, each element. How about the smell? Is it absolutely flawless? It's easier to probably break down taste into its elements than it is the smell. Because a bad smell can cover up some good elements within it. But the total... Think of hearing as music, as tone. We might hear a tone that is a combination of individual tones, like a chord. If there's one sour note, or think of an orchestra. If there's one instrument, one musician that has made a mistake, it spoils the whole tone. If you can really listen carefully enough, everyone has to be playing perfectly. The instruments have to be tuned perfectly Can't be a single mistake. Otherwise, we're hearing something that is not principled. It's not in balance. It's not harmonious. There's something wrong in either the system or the structure or the execution. That's how we must think about, that's how I must think about every single individual. If I'm seeing flaws, I'm not looking at the spiritual nature. I'm looking at matter, mortal mind, opinion. The more time, effort, thought, speech, action, seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling is directed toward matter or mortal mind or anything ungodlike, then I can't see God as being all. And I can't see God including a manifestation that reflects itself. Since God is omni-intelligence, omni-wisdom, and omni-knowing, there can't be anything that is flawed. It means I'm off the path of truth. Am I going to be off the path of truth? Am I going to look at imperfection as being real? Am I going to let my mind be cluttered up with falsities? Mary Baker Eddy said to follow her only as far as she follows the Christ. I must make sure I follow the seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling only as long as spiritual sense is being used. Because matter-based source is going to give a matter-based result. This is where the taste and the smell and the feel comes into play to make sure that what we're seeing and hearing is correct. In other words, is the spiritual man, the spiritual event, the spiritual action, the spiritual thought, spiritual speech. God gives us every capability, every capacity, every functionality, every facility, the intelligence, the wisdom, the knowing, creative capacity. It's up to me. Nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. How am I thinking about whatever is in front of me? In the article on vision, or the letter that Mary Baker Eddy wrote to one of her students, she said, can you focus no matter what comes your way? Can I translate like Jesus did? Will I? We can do it because all capability, all capacity, all functionality, all facility is from God. God is perfect. God is flawless because God is spirit. Am I going to do it? The capacity's there. Can you focus? Can I focus? Will I focus? Mary Baker Eddy stopped a dozen times a day, whatever she was doing, to make sure that her focus was on spirit, the real man, the real event, the real action, the real thought, the real speech. I am eternally grateful for the example of the truth that was promoted in the Bible by the inspired individuals that gave us the truth. Moses told us that God was the only I am. That's the message he heard. I am that I am. What am I? what is my I am about my seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling? What is my am about my thought, my speech, my action? What is my am about what comes my way? Am I letting God be my I am? Or am I going to form an opinion that is based on matter, mortal mind? Am I going to permit an absence or a lack to be in my thought? What lack does God have? God is all capacity. How could there be any lack? God is all knowing. God knows that whatever is needed is there. God is all intelligence, all wisdom. There's nothing missing. All I have to do is get out of the way. Mary Baker Eddy said, follow her only as long as she follows the Christ. Am I following thought, speech, and action only if it is on the path of truth? That's my duty. I'm grateful for the example of Christ Jesus, Paul, all the other disciples that gave us something of purity, lasting value, the early church fathers. The lost books of the Bible give us messages that are important. I'm grateful for being able to have instant communication, finding things, we're doing research. Because the internet is a symbol of the omnipresence of intelligence, the omnipresence of wisdom, the omnipresence of knowing. Nothing and no one has the power to interfere with the fact that there's no reality in time. Everything is instant. Everything is now, here. We have fingertip access to reality, to God, which includes His manifestation. All good is a manifestation of God. Everything we see is a symbol of the underlying truth about it. As long as we're seeing only good, we're seeing the truth. And it will trace to God. That's our duty. I'm grateful to Mary Baker Eddy for giving us the science of Christianity, the science of the Bible, the science of Jesus' healings, teachings. I'm grateful for everyone that gives us the truth about Christian Science. I'm grateful for the intelligence of God so that we know the difference and so that we can discard everything that's not the truth and embed in thought everything that is true. God is all in all, and there is nothing else. Our Father, which art in heaven, our Father, Mother God, all harmonious. Hallowed be thy name, adorable one. Thy kingdom come, thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent supreme. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and love is reflected in love. And lead us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death. That all mankind, every individual, deliver us from sin, disease, and death. For thine is the kingdom, thine, God, and the power, and the glory, forever. Why? Because God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all, over all manifestation, and over all, which is the only source. Amen.